You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
Vegas Golden Knights, an amazing season. They now have a chance to win a Stanley Cup. Who would have ever thought? Well, Dana Lane is a local NHL analyst. He's on Channel 3. That's where they're showing all the games. He's on the phone. Dana, how unreal is all this?
Mike, I've been in this town almost as long as you. In 92, I got here, and I remember just looking at the strip at the time, thinking not only how great would it be to have an arena down on the strip, but just allowed myself to think about winning a championship. And it's difficult to actually comprehend what is right on our plate right now and a real opportunity to win the Stanley Cup.
And Dana, if you look at the beginning of the season, best case scenario, you're thinking, all right, let's at least hope they don't finish last. They play well. They get a good fan base.
But no one ever would have expected this.
I mean, if you look at history, guys, the 94 Florida Panthers was probably the high mark at the time that we were trying to catch. I mean, we're not even a 500 hockey team in 94. The 68 Flyers were not a 500 hockey team. To know where we are right now and to know how much credit not only do we have to give this city for backing this team, but also George McPhee for picking up a bunch of guys that you looked at that roster in October and you just scratched your head and said, well, I hope Cody Glass gets better quick.
And Dana, now you have a lot of hockey guys saying, well, the NHL changed the rules for expansion teams and this is not how it used to be. That's how Vegas got all these great players.
Yeah, listen, before you start pointing the fingers at what Vegas got, you want to look at your own owners that decided this is what we're going to offer if you give us the biggest expansion fee by far in sports history, except for one, and that was the Texans when they went into the NFL. Listen, they accepted the terms and they accepted the money, and even so, William Carlson, his whole NHL career did absolutely nothing. There was nobody in the beginning that said, "Oh, you got William Carlson, boy, you really stole things." It wasn't just the expansion draft; it was what George McPhee did. The Panthers traded Riley Smith and exchange for us selecting Jonathan Marchessault and a fourth-round draft pick at 18.
And what about Pittsburgh? We'll give you Fleury plus a second-round pick.
Yeah.
We got a 2020 second-round pick for Marc-Andre Fleury. And
then yeah.
Pittsburgh, you have nothing to be upset about because all the Post-Gazette writers in Pittsburgh, all they were writing about was how Marc-Andre Fleury was on the downside of his career and how Matt Murray was the future and there was no other option.
Well, if we haven't said it enough to Pittsburgh, thank you. Thank you very much. Dana Lane, local NHL analyst on Channel 3. Dana, hopefully we can stay in touch during the run for the Stanley Cup. Have a good day and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.